The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is The Real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And of course, you know, now I'm being painted as a liberal because I say, oh, it's cool to wear a mask. Can I also say I'm the one who said we never should have shut it down in the first place?
That is true.
I warned everybody about what was going to happen economically, what was going to happen to all these businesses. And I hate the fact that we're losing iconic businesses in the city and around the country because of this stupid lockdown. But guess what? I'm willing to compromise. And if the compromise is I have to wear a mask in public so that the business can come back.
Yeah, but what about your 100 rights?
100% behind it, AJ.
You're just going to give up your civil rights? Your liberties?
Yeah. You know what else I do? I wear a seatbelt. I don't like wearing a seatbelt. It's uncomfortable.
Liberal.
So,
you've gone soft.
How do you know a damn mask will work? I'm sorry, but I wear respirators with cartridges that I have to change every day to help filter out hazardous gases. So tell me how a damn cotton mask is supposed to keep a damn virus from spreading. Listen, man. Do whatever the bleep you want. I don't care anymore.
You know what my least...
I really don't.
I'm done talking about this, too, because here's the worst part about it, Fred. I hate that I don't have a medical degree, you don't have a medical degree, and really 99.9% of the people that we argue with this about don't have medical degrees, yet we're still arguing like we know. None of us know anything about this stupid disease. If we did, we'd be closer to a fix. Everybody needs to stop talking like they know. Because nobody knows.
The people who think they know don't know.
No.
That's the problem. And
but you, like yeah, us it, saying you should wear a mask, this is the reason why I'm team mask is, what's the downside? I've got to wear a stupid mask. I look stupid in the grocery store. Okay, big deal.
I've seen you guys not wearing your mask. You look stupid in the grocery store too.
Well, like
listen, you guys are as ugly as me. A lot of you guys bitching about it. Just, use it as a fashion thing. I've tried to make it fun, you know, and I just think the problem is that it's all media bull bleep is what it is, because they scared the hell out of us with this thing when they shut down the NBA and everything, and it's like, oh, we have to totally go on lockdown instead of maybe we should just take more precautions, but then nobody takes precautions. So how do we win?
It's a good question.
And 409, day 1,642 of Mask Radio. God, I want sports back. Hey, you want sports back? Be smart. That's all.
I don't even care about sports anymore. I'm giving up on sports, honestly. Like, what are we going to do when sports comes back? Are we going to talk about the Astros game? Like, we talk about one of the 48 games and how, they lost one. This time it counts.
Oh, dear.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the phony baloney NBA playoffs that aren't real playoffs, even more phony baloney, the games leading up to the playoffs, like those really matter for some reason. I don't know. Everybody says they miss sports. I don't know how much I really even miss sports.
No, I don't.
I mostly just miss football.
Yeah, which we wouldn't have anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was excited to watch English Premier League today. There were two games. They were both lousy, but I had that. And guess what? I don't need you baseball. I can watch that. And of course now it looks like they're close to a deal, which of course they are. And maybe they should, if they had just kept all this stuff quiet. Instead, they all look terrible. And
to be honest,
I don't even know if I care about baseball.
I don't either. I've got the KBO. Listen, I'm looking for a Dinos championship. I can't worry about what's happening on in America. American baseball.
I got
Remember when American baseball was on top of the baseball world? And then the world got introduced to Ku Chang Mo.
And everything changed.
Everything changed.
Well, it's funny too, because watching the Premier League games today, the dumbest thing is them piping fan noise into the broadcast. They're not piping it into the stadium, just the broadcast.
It's like a laugh track on a sitcom.
Yeah, it's worse. It's just like, what the hell are you guys doing? And I will also say the refs are not in midseason form with some of the calls I saw today.
But everybody's a little rusty.
Yeah, but they're about to be, we're about to have that. It is still very weird to see a stadium with just a few people sitting in it. But that's, we'll get used to that. I'm just glad to have the sports, have something to bet on. I was 2-1 today. Used to hit one of Jerry's plays, and then I played the draw in the first game in the EPL, and then I hit the second one with Man City. So
2-1's a winning day, right?
Yeah, in unless I way overbet the one, which I didn't. So, mostly ready for sports to come back, so everyone hating your sports takes can tell you to stick to masks.
Yeah, that's what'll happen. Yeah, you don't know bleep about the Astros starting rotation. Go back to mask talk. Why don't you talk about the KBO some more, stupid? Yeah, that's what it'll be.
Yeah.
Some things never change, Fred.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But I'm just stunned that this has become something that people are willing to go to war over. I mean, it's just, I don't get our society anymore. And
well, why don't you just move?
You know what? I'd like to. I really would. I'm finally so sick of our society. And then I listened to my sister-in-law last night and some of the crap she's spewing from Canada. I'm like, it's no different up there. It's no different. It's the same crap. So, yeah. 4-9 says, MLB, honestly, I don't give a bleep if you play or not. Just make sure I have football. Yeah, I think that's definitely where I am. Yeah. To me, I don't have time to devote to every sport to be a fanatic about every sport. So I pick and choose. And, if I choose to have soccer replace baseball in my life, is that so wrong? I'm enjoying watching it. Gives me something to bet on. So, and of course it's like everything is, everything's about the mask. Either stop talking about it, or you're wrong, or you're right. And I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of all this. I'm sick of the Rona. And God forbid this thing's not going anywhere, and we're stuck with this for the next year.
Well, now imagine on top of that, your wife's eyelash boosting serum was getting stolen from your mailbox. Now you're living in my world, Fred.
Well, and now you can't carry a dog in a backpack.
My wife's eyelashes are so short right now, and she doesn't know what to do.
You should probably have her call Holly.
No. I'm sure I can't have my wife looking like that. Listen, I've got a reputation to uphold. I can't have people thinking that, I'm paying for it.
Well, here's some lighthearted stuff for you. 713 asks, thinking of starting a beer collection, is there a shelf life on beer? How much do you guys typically keep in stock? Well,
there is a shelf life on beer, yes. And there are some beer that will last longer than others. Typically, stouts and sours will last longer than say, IPAs have almost no shelf life. I drink my IPAs pretty much as soon as I get them. So, yeah, there is a shelf life dependent on the style. And I don't even want to get into how much beer I have because it's too much. It's an inappropriate amount.
AJ's collection is not what... I think if you get to that, you're probably going over the top a little bit. I probably keep about... I think I've got about 30 right now, and that's way down because I drank a bunch during the lockdown. you know, the media made me think I was going to die from the Rona. So I figured, well, what am I saving these beers for? for somebody else to drink. But I have a couple. There's a couple of barrel aged stouts that I'm holding on to because I think they'll taste better as they age. And sometimes you're wrong and you wind up messing up. But yeah, I'd say about 30, which is about probably 1/10 of what AJ has. So
yeah, I don't even know. I've got one industrial size 2-door fridge full and 4 shelves in my spare room closet full that I had to take the rod that the hangers go on. I had to take that out and replace it with shelving to make room for beer. So that's when you know you've got issues.
I have an entire shelf devoted to whiskey, scotch, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I have a full shelf of beer. And then in the garage, I have a couple of boxes that are full of beer. The ones that I you know, don't worry about them getting heated up a little bit. But it is, I probably killed off 20% of my stash during this break.
Pro tip, don't keep a beer collection. Just drink your beer.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that, like, I tell myself, oh, I'm not going to buy any more beer. I'll just drink what I have. And then I drink it, and then I end up buying more. Someone will ship me a box, and it's a never-ending cycle, and you'll never be able to get beer out of your house. You've got too much beer.
Yeah, and then you start trading with people, and so even when you get rid of a beer, you bring in another one.
And I've had, I'll invite people, well, pre-corona, I would invite people over for a beer share, and I would say, don't bring any beer. We're just going to drink my beer. I've got too much beer. And inevitably, everybody will bring 3 or 4 bottles of beer, and then, you know, you drink 5 bottles of your beer, and then everything else, it just doesn't stop.
Or you try to do that, and you realize you don't have any friends to come over and drink all of it with you, and then you're like, well.
That happens to me all the time, actually. I just don't have friends.
Well, there's a few that I've been saving because they're beers I want to share with people because I think I mentioned I've got that Brooklyn Black Ops.
That's my problem. Not a beer. I have a bunch of beer, like especially hard to find or expensive beer.
Yeah.
I feel guilty just sitting down drinking it by myself. Like if I've got some homies who share good beer with me, my buddy DJ always brings me good beer. My buddy Don, my buddy Randy, these guys always bring me good beer. I want to make sure that I can return the favor. So there's certain beers that I just don't drink. Well, and that becomes even more annoying because now I've got beer that I can drink by myself and beer that I can't. Honestly, the whole thing's problematic. So don't do it.
Yeah. And because the ones I keep saving it's not just that I want to share with people. It's also that I don't want to drink that whole thing myself. Even the Falcon 9s. Boy, I drank one of those last night. Dude, it knocked my thing in the dirt. So, I'd much rather have had half of it and split it with some people and, you know, not killed myself. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And let's do a giveaway for the people. And this is even for those of you people who are bitching about Mass Talk. ESPN 97.5 and Black Bear Diner want to help you celebrate Father's Day at Black Bear Diner. They're offering dine-in, pickup, and delivery. We'll do caller number 10 at 522 today. You'll win a $25 gift card to try out their amazing Father's Day offerings, including the famous Grizz and Bob's Big Bear Burger, or get a Father's Day family meal to go that the entire family can enjoy. Just head to blackbeardiner.com to order yours today. A couple things to just follow up on the discussions of the last segment. Holly said, for the record, she overstocked on lashes when this started, so I'm good. Not shocked at all.
My wife is about the natural lash look. Holly, like when Holly pulls up, she looks like Fred Flintstone went to the drive-in and they put the rack of ribs on his car and it falls over. That's what Holly's eyelashes look like. Like they put a rack of ribs on her eyelid, and I don't know how Holly stands up sometimes. It's actually really impressive.
Yeah, and sometimes on a windy day, I've actually seen it lift her off the ground.
So. Float away like parasailing.
But St. Patrick says, preach, my collection has been out of hand for years. And then somebody else asks, I've never bought a $10 to $20 beer. Are they worth it? Yeah, it just depends. It's like anything else. If you just want to drink. I mean, that's fine. But if you like to try different really good beers that are expensive, then, you know, I think they're worth it. There's a difference between those and, you know, something you just get off the shelf. And just like whiskey. I mean, there's some whiskeys I've spent too much money on. I'm not afraid to admit that. But they were worth it. So, and somebody was asking, do you have a top 10 list of your favorite bourbons and whiskeys posted anywhere? I'd be interested in seeing that. I don't. I never actually wrote that because it changes so much. Because sometimes you get exposed to a new one. About a year ago, my friend Andrew gave me one of those Eagle Rares. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, this is one of the smoothest $30 whiskeys I've ever had in my life. And so now a bunch of us are on it, but it's inexpensive, but it's hard to find. So, you know, when one of us finds one, we try to buy two so everybody gets one. But I'd never heard of that until about a year ago, and now it's in my top five. It's that good to me. But it changes. I mean, and then, you know, by the way, I don't know if I want to get to this or not. What was, you had some breaking news there, Aaron. You said Kareem Jackson now has the Roma.
Yeah. Adam Schefter tweeted out, I think 30, 40 minutes ago, Kareem Jackson has tested positive, but he originally only had like a cold. Basically, what he thought it was.
Is Adam Schefter, I hope he's not like doing like the Jason Pierre-Paul thing where he's passing out medical information that he's like, hopefully like Kareem Jackson like told him, hey, I've got coronavirus. Yeah, it's okay if you make it public. Because didn't he get into trouble for that?
I think the Broncos reached out and made it public.
Okay, well, that seems, well, I'm just hoping that Kareem was okay with it being made public.
Yeah, that's, and
it's also not like there's some sort of shame badge associated with catching the Rona. Like, oh, he got it. Ew. It's not like genital warts where, wonder what he was doing to get the Rona. Like, I mean, I don't think anybody's judging anyone who's got the virus, but it does seem odd just to put people's business out there like that.
Oh, Kareem Jackson is still living here.
Oh, great.
So they think he probably contracted it here in Texas.
Great.
Wasn't he one of the guys who was really outspoken about how they shouldn't play?
I believe so.
And then, so I guess now that he's got it and it's just a cold, he'll probably be okay.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I think that a lot of these athletes who get it, there's just very little to no symptoms. So I think it's sort of a case by case thing, but I don't think like, the guy from the Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, he had like no symptoms whatsoever. So it was no big deal.
Yeah. And that's the problem. We just don't know who it's going to affect, you know, in what ways basically. But, and then somebody asked, have you ever had a collection like that besides beer? It's like, well, there was a time
Pokemon cards.
No, that was my kid.
Oh,
but there was a time I collected guitars, and at one point I had 21 different guitars.
Oh, that seems unnecessary.
Yeah, it was completely unnecessary because you damn sure can't play all of them. And But I am reformed. I'm down to three, and I'm probably going to sell these because I've got two vintage ones that are worth some money, including I've got a original 76 Les Paul Standard that I'd like somebody who actually would play and be into it to get.
I thought that's the one you said you would never sell.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, I don't play anymore, and it's too good of a guitar
it's
to be sitting
in my closet.
It's
not too late to give up on your dreams, Fred.
It is. That dream has died. It's a... but,
and why are you even growing out your hair then?
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean I can't keep the same attitude.
Not really.
You know? But if I do get in another band, I'm just going to sing. I'm not going to play anymore.
Okay,
so,
well...
So I don't need it. And it'd be nice if somebody actually got it that would appreciate it. And
but what if the band already has a singer, but they're really looking for a guitar player?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that anymore.
And it's like the next big thing, and you can tell they're the next big thing.
They're not going to want a 55-year-old guitarist.
You never know.
Next big thing.
You never know.
Oh, I do know. I do know.
I mean, how old's the Rolling Stones guitarist?
Yeah, but they're not the next big thing. There's something that's been a big thing for a long
time. I'd say they're pretty big. I'd say they're pretty big.
And Danya, who's my future Hardin County veterinarian, is... said they ordered NFL masks for herself and the staff, and they finally came in. They've got Saints, Eagles, Cowboys, Ravens, Steelers, Packers, and Bucks in their crew. So I think that's cool. I think that's the way to do it, is rep your teams. And they said my man Craig's been making...
I got an NC Dinos mask.
Yeah, you got an NC Dinos mask. I had a cool UH one that Craig made for me. I've got a bunch of Toronto Maple Leaf stuff. But, yeah. So, 281 says, please, all caps, don't sing, Fred. I hate to break it to you, but I still have a pretty good singing voice when I'm not stone drunk.
No, that's when it's my favorite.
But that would be the challenge, right? If I'm fronting a band, is staying sober. I've done that. I've been booed off stages before because I was so drunk I could barely stand up. But you know, I was in my 20s. I don't drink less now. I just maybe don't do it as much when I'm trying to perform. I've filled in for a friend of mine's band a couple times here in the last couple years, and people seem to like it.
What if they say, "Hey, we need you to fill in, play guitar for us"?
Yeah, I'm not into it anymore. I don't know.
You're still not rock and roll.
I lost interest. I can't explain why. I don't really want to play in front of people anymore.
Okay.
I'm also getting asked a lot about the Belmont picks. I tweeted out, I do have a pregame package that will have some very specific plays. And I'll have a story tomorrow that will have some free plays for you. But, it's a little different this year. It's not, you know, in the past, it's always a huge race day. There's not big fields for this thing, for the undercard races or for the Belmont that I was hoping for. So I will have to, but I'll be creative and there'll be some money to be made, but that's, but yeah, I decided to do a pregame package on it. So if you want, my trifecta plays and things like that, that's where they'll be. And if we do really well, we'll keep doing these for some big race days. And, if I make enough money off of it, we'll donate a big chunk to charity again. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So yeah, we were talking about the baseball thing. It looks like a 60-game schedule. The Astros record after 60 games last year was 40-20, which pretty much was what it wound up being at the end of the season. Is that a long enough season for you?
I mean,
because you were talking, you were doing the dreaded asterisk talk the other day.
Like what's the amount of season where there's no asterisk?
Yes. In your mind.
I think it has to be over half the season. And there has to be the playoff model has to be the normal playoff model. You can't have some hokey 12-team, make the playoff model where just to try to up revenue. So that those are the requirements.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the playoffs are the main thing because I don't. You might have one team, like we went over it, and the Nationals wouldn't have been in. You might have a team like that this year, but for the most part, I think the good teams are gonna. You know, it's gonna make the games actually mean something. We're not gonna have a whole month of games that are pointless. So, I mean, they'll still be mostly pointless games.
It does feel like when baseball season's going on, it does feel like, oh my god, every game feels so pointless.
Well, and the funny thing is, it's like there are people who live and die with like every Astros game.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's
oh my
weird
god,
to
they've
me.
Lost four in a row. Yeah, it's okay.
Like you're and, like you might make the, like you're a mid-major college football program, and it's like, oh, if we lost, there goes our shot.
Yeah,
there goes our shot at the New Year's Six Bowl. Oh.
Well, that's why college football is the best, man. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Like driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find, I've been looking for a new way. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way, being on my best though. Lock up on a text though, nothing else next though. Now that...
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Boy, we've kind of run the gamut today between guns and masks and everything else. 979 says no rock station in Houston, Fred. That's why you lost interest. Now, I think the real reason I lost interest is playing guitar always helped me through. It was my way to deal with things when they were tough. And I can't be creative on it. Unless, well, that's the thing. I can't be creative unless my life sucks when it comes to that. I can write anything, anytime, no matter what kind of mood I'm in, but you know, to really play guitar and get into it, it's usually an escape, and I don't have anything to escape from right now. some funny texts on here. And why does Fred sound like he's speaking through a tube? Because I'm at home still, and hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. I'm waiting on somebody else's tests. It's that simple. And it's not ideal, but, you know, that's life. Lamont asked, when you were performing, how would you feel if the audience were recording instead of rocking out? A lot of entertainers say it's frustrating. The audience part of performing, and we never recorded records or anything like that, but so I can't speak to that part of it, but the live concert part of it, it's the best, man, because you can, and I'm sure it's like doing stand-up comedy where you can feed off the audience. And you know, you can see what people are into. You can see the ones where they leave to go to the bathroom. and it's really helpful because the next time you do a show, you can, you know, do different songs because you can tell what people were into. But every audience was always different. And there'd be times where we'd play a set and it would do nothing. And then we'd get in front of another crowd 2 days later, play the same set, and they were just blown away by it. So I imagine that would suck to be a performer and have to do a concert without fans and doing it virtually, because then you're just practicing, right? Isn't that kind of what it is?
Kind of.
But somebody says, are you serious about selling that guitar? Yeah, I am. I mean, but it's not going to be cheap. It's probably going to cost you more than I got for the Camaro. But if I don't sell it, I'll give it to my daughter. And 50 years from now, she can sell it and it'll probably be worth $200,000. So But yeah, I mean, it would take the right offer, but if it's, it would have to be somebody who would use it. You know, I don't want it to just, it's just sitting in the closet now, and it's frustrating. Did you see the Aggies finally had a statue deal?
No.
Kellen Mond tweeted Tuesday night in support of removing a statue of former President Lawrence Sullivan Ross. Now that sounds like a gentleman from Georgia, Lawrence Sullivan Ross.
All right.
The statue is known as Sully and has been on campus since 1919.
Is that the guy who landed the plane in the Hudson River?
No. This guy was a brigadier general in the Confederate Army and has faced claims of mistreatment of black and indigenous people in Texas.
All right.
So.
All right.
Yeah, maybe, just maybe. The, you probably should. How stupid are statues anyway?
I'm telling you, they're like parades. We need to move away from them for
good. Yeah, and now I'll say this. Like, when we were in England, and some of those statues were hundreds of years old.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That's interesting to me.
That's artwork, right? And I think there's sculptures and things like that. You know, absolutely should be preserved. But if we're just honoring people with a freaking statue, then let's go. Get rid of it. I mean, what's the point?
I mean, are people going to demand that they change the name of the college? Because they're Sul Ross State University.
Apparently, that Sully character didn't want girls or blacks on campus. What kind of college experience would that be? No chicks? I'm a hypocrite.
I guarantee you I wouldn't have gone there.
Yeah, who's going to that thing?
But they wouldn't have had me, though. Let's be honest, I'm not Aggie material.
Well, look at your last name. If the rules back then were in place, you wouldn't have made it. Sorry,
so Fred. We don't allow people like you at Texas A&M University. But no, every school, and we were talking about this the other day, every school in the SEC is going to have some kind of thing like this. Just time to address this stuff and get rid of it. So.
Well, so, they're going to be taking down every statue. I, like I said, no one by today's standards deserves a statue. Sorry, Abe Lincoln. Sorry, George Washington. Sorry, Mother Teresa. Like, there, nobody's holding up to these times.
Gandhi, see ya.
Gandhi, yeah. See ya.
Can't be having Gandhi statues.
Nope.
Yeah, is there anyone in this day and age that deserves a statue?
I mean...
any current person? You know...
Like Burt Reynolds, but he's dead now, so he's not current.
No.
I can't think of anyone else.
I mean, 409 asks, have you discussed the demise of Aunt Jemima yet? No, we haven't.
No, poor Aunt Jemima. Which Josh stole a little bit of my thunder today. And that's the problem with Josh going on before me. Sometimes he's going to get a story, and Josh bites into stories deep sometimes.
Yeah.
And it, like, to me, it was just a funny bit in passing, but Josh made it a good chunk of his show. So I basically crossed it off my list of things to talk about today was the fact that Aunt Jemima is not a real person. It's a cartoon character. There was a lady who played Aunt Jemima in commercials, but Aunt Jemima's not a historical figure. She's a made up character. And people are getting all wild about, oh, well, here we go again, erasing history. There's no history of Aunt Jemima. She is literally like a phony advertiser. She's like Joe Cool. Joe Cool, who used to sell us Camel cigarettes, is now gone. We had to erase history because Joe Cool was no longer appropriate. And I know some of our younger listeners don't even remember Joe Cool. You may not have known how cool it was to smoke Camel cigarettes back in the day, but now you can't even buy a Joe Cool hat on Camel's website. He's just erased from the history books. So, but that's what basically Aunt Jemima is. She's the Joe Cool of syrup. She's not a real person. She's a fictitious marketing campaign.
Somebody says Michael Jordan statue in front of the Bulls arena. Sports guys, look, most of those guys are turds. You knew that
almost
going in.
Almost all of them, let's face it.
Yeah. And Larry Dave says, what about Rocky Balboa?
Nope, get rid of him.
You know what you guys forget? Do you know what Rocky did before he got his chance against Apollo Creed?
What did he do, Fred?
He was muscle for the mob.
That's true.
That's who you want to honor? I mean, I respect that.
Did you forget when Rocky was pounding on those sides of beef in the freezer? Did you forget about that? How do you think PETA feels?
Yeah, you think PETA's going to be down with that?
Didn't think so.
So.
Sorry, yeah. Rock, you're out too.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out something about him too.
What about Andre the Giant?
Andre can have a statue.
I think I'll allow it. But it's got to be full-sized.
I mean, the raging alcoholic part, maybe.
Is that a problem?
What? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Somebody might find a problem with it.
He didn't drive. He literally got hauled around in the back of an 18-wheeler. He was the most safe drunk ever. He had Uber before Uber was a thing.
They might have a problem with it.
Well, that's their problem. They got their own problems, all right? And Andre's like, how many years sober now? So they can't even hate.
Yeah.
Andre's going on 15 years sober. So AA should really respect it.
You finally found one that I can go with. There you have it. 713 Cracker Jack's being changed to Caucasian Jack.
Zing.
Yeah, I mentioned this, and I thought it might have been, I don't know if it was Hulu or Netflix, that showed the Confederate States of America, and they did, and it's really, in light of everything, it's pretty eye-opening, but what it was basically a world where the South won, and they took a bunch of things that they knew historically, like what the South's plans were and things like that, and based it off of it, and it was really weird, but it was good. But one of the things they mentioned is that Sambo's restaurant was still in existence in like the 70s. And I actually remember going to a Sambo's when I was a kid. But there was an actual restaurant called Sambo's.
Was it racially themed?
Yes. Yeah, it had a very obviously black man as the logo. Look it up on the break.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was, they had that until the 70s. So, you know, things disappear. It's listener Steven, bald Natalie Portman statue. I watched V for Vendetta the other night just for her. God, I love that woman. All right, music's playing, isn't it?
No.
No?
It probably should be. Aaron's slipping.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now it's all playing.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I looked up. It's like, okay, we're 2 minutes past break, so that's on me. But it's not on me, so there. All right, quick break, come back. When we come back, we'll have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And just a quick follow-up on Sambo's was found itself associated with the story of Little Black Sambo. And
I'm familiar with Little Black Sambo.
Well, they took a bunch of characters from the book, including a dark-skinned boy, tigers, and a pale, magical unicycle-riding man called the Tree Friend. That sounds scary. But there was a lot of pressure at the time that it was pejorative towards African-Americans, and so eventually, when they started opening new ones, they had to call it the Jolly Tiger.
And well, I'm looking at most of the photos of Sambo's, and most of their advertisements have what appears to be a young Indian boy with a tiger. The fun place for family food, it says.
Yeah, that came later when they started getting pressure. So they changed the mascot to like an Indian guy with a tiger, because that's not in any way.
Yeah, that's less racist. Actually, it's not. It's just racist to a smaller audience.
But and then they got bought out, and Denny's bought some of them. And but yeah, the only remaining restaurant is in Santa Barbara, and it continued under the name until after the George Floyd protests. They just changed it. So
there you go.
It interesting stuff to me. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, let's say you're going to steal 7 bottles of wine, all worth about $100 each.
Okay.
And you're going to sneak into a Total Wine store and steal them.
By the way, when it comes to wine,
yeah,
I don't even want to talk about what my most expensive beer costs, but if my wife buys a bottle of wine that's more than like 40, 50 bucks, I'm like, what is happening here? British royalty? But that's like, if it's more than 40 bucks, I'm suddenly like, my red flag starts to go off. So $100 bottles of wine, in a restaurant, sometimes that's what you got to pay if you want a nice bottle of wine. But from Total Wine, $100 bottle of wine, that's a rare treat for me.
Yeah, the wife's pretty good. She, as long as she can get a good Malbec, and you could get those for 20, 25 bucks, then she's happy. But if we go to a restaurant every night, like if we go to a nice restaurant, like we went to B&B Butchers, and we're going to order a bottle of wine, then we'll go ahead and splurge. We figure you're spending 300 bucks on dinner anyway. You might as well, get a nice bottle of wine with it. But for the most part, she'll drink wine about once a month, but she just gets, she gets $20-$25 bottle, and she's happy with that.
My wife has switched over to gin.
Funny you should mention that, because so has mine. And I think it was that London trip that did it, because that's all there was over there.
Yeah. I think that's where she developed the taste for it. So it's a lot of gin and tonic, and she doesn't require super fancy gin. Like, her average bottle of gin is like probably 25, 30 bucks, which is manageable. But she does require super fancy tonic. Like, it's like Fever Tree Tonic. It's basically like the, it's like the Whole Foods brand tonic. It's like $1.50 for a little bottle. And they come in 4-packs. So it's like $6 or $7 for a 4-pack. And each little bottle is enough for an individual drink. So that's an expensive mixer when you can get like a bottle of Schweppes for $1.50 for a giant jug. So that's, but I guess if she's not going to drink super expensive gin, I can be okay with her splurging on the mixer.
Yeah, I actually, the last specs run I made, which is why I'm now out of vodka, before I had to go on lockdown again, she said, hey, I want, get me some gin and tonic. And I didn't know what was a good gin. And I had to actually ask the specs guy, and then it was like a $30 bottle. It wasn't anything too expensive, but she's good with just Canada Dry tonic, so I don't have to worry about
must
the
be
fancy
nice.
Stuff.
There's too much sugar in that for my wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't drink gin and tonic, so I just took orders. I got her what she asked for. She didn't complain. She's been, drank a bunch of it last
must
night.
Must be nice having a wife who doesn't complain.
Yeah, that's she doesn't complain about that.
Oh, okay.
Now, if it has something to do with me,
there's complaints.
Well, I'll tell you what you wouldn't do if you were going to steal 7 bottles of wine. You wouldn't stuff them in your pants, which is what
it seems hard to get away with.
48-year-old Douglas Berdays did it during 3 separate trips. And he sounds like your guy. Sounds like your mailbox guy.
Oh, get him.
But he, in three trips, he managed to get 7 bottles of wine, and he stuffed them all down his pants. I can't imagine how you pull that off unless you're just a great big fat person.
Right.
I mean, that's the only way to do it, right? You can't. I mean, a bottle of wine? And the picture they have of him on...
Do bottles of wine come in like a... Like, you know how you can get the little tiny bottles of booze? Like, you can get, like they have on the airplanes, like an individual shot-sized bottle. Like, can you get a miniature bottle of wine? And that's what we're talking about here?
Apparently not.
Oh.
I mean, these are... I mean, it wouldn't be $100, would it?
I don't know. Depends on how fancy but it is, I suppose.
They have a picture of the guy caught on the security camera. He looks about what you would expect a wine thief to look like. And he's not a big person.
So you're stereotyping.
I'm stereotyping. He's a white dude wearing a mask in the store and a polo shirt.
Well, he could be wearing a mask to avoid, identity Maybe. Detection.
Maybe. And that's, you know, that's another reason to, you know, if another reason to wear the masks, right?
Yeah.
So you can shove wine down your pants. Impress the ladies by shoving wine down your pants. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
713 says, about to go on a long run, and I need you guys to get on some intriguing, degenerate topic to get me through it. AJ needs to get on one of his racist, sexist, Houston-hating rants. That should do it.
I don't know what I got for you, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. We can't do Nick Cage again.
No.
So we can't discuss how AJ's going to defend his property again.
No. Yeah, just go back and listen to the first hour of the podcast about me being Batman.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And how we're going to start the Blitz Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, see? That's the best way to do it. I mean, I've got some other degenerate-type stuff, but I don't know if it's going to take off.
I did get a warning that if I do apprehend this criminal and he's black, I could be looked at as a bad guy.
Yeah, you could.
Because now is not the time in our society for to be, you know, stop like detaining a black person when I'm especially because I'm not even a real cop. I could potentially be canceled on the internet for that.
Well, aren't you trying to get out of being on Twitter anyway? Maybe being canceled's a good idea.
Would I be canceled from the radio too, though? I don't know.
Nah, we'd have to talk to the program director. I think
okay. We'd be okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
All right. You know what's going to be okay, Fred? You know what makes everything okay? Carbach. That's what makes it okay.
Of course it does.
Trust me. Everything's better with Carbach. And I found out when I was on the river, I've been, you know, little admission here. I've never been a big lager guy. And I found myself drinking Vive Cella and Lil Cella. And the Lil Cella's like 96 calories a can. I was staying sexy on that river. I was drinking to make sure I looked good in a bikini, and it worked. And the Vive Cella's got a little hint of salt and lime in it. Super great beers for when you're out doing yard work or you're floating the river or you're doing anything where it requires you to be hot and sweaty. That's the way you want to go. But they've got something for everybody. The Light Circus IPA is available now, the Hazy IPA that I think is really good, really flavorful. And of course, there's always the BBH. If you can find some of that. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on with Carbach. And when you're out at the bars or when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you pick up some Carbach.
The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.